Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
It's an old story, but it still proves a point. A pastor, midway through his sermon, asked the question on a Sunday morning, "How many of you want to go to heaven when you die?" Everyone raised his hand except one man, obviously asleep. Focusing on the sleepy man, the pastor loudly asked, "How many of you want to go to hell when you die?" Sensing the change of tone in his voice, the man abruptly awoke, stood to his feet, looked around, and sheepishly said, "Pastor, I don't know what I'm standing for, but it looks like you and me are the only ones for it." The fact remains that very few don't want to go to heaven when they die. But how you get there seems to be a trade secret, the property of a few who are either afraid to let it out or too embarrassed to share that truth with family and friends. Do you know how to get there? If you should die and stood at the door of God's heaven, and Peter opened the door and said, "Why should I let you in?" what would you say? Suppose you replied, "Well, because I've been a pretty good person. Not perfect, of course, but a whole lot better than most. Besides, I've given quite a lot of money to charity." What you've said may be completely true, but would that open the door? Not according to what the Bible says. Here's what it does say. "But when the time came for the kindness and love of God our Savior to appear, then He saved us, not because we were good enough to be saved, but because of His kindness and pity, by washing away our sins and giving us new joy of the indwelling Holy Spirit, whom He poured out upon us with wonderful fullness, and all because of what Jesus Christ our Savior did, so that He could declare us good in God's eyes." The Bible says that your entrance to heaven is not based on what you do, either good or evil. It's based entirely on what Christ did. The Bible describes this as a gift which is given to those who believe. The gift of God is how Paul described it in Ephesians 2, and he said it is received not by works, so that no one can boast. In 2 minutes, however, I can tell you what you need to do to receive this gift that opens the door to God's heaven. 3 simple steps. Number 1, you must acknowledge your personal need of salvation. The Bible categorically says, all have sinned, everybody, no exceptions. Do you admit that? Then proceed to step number 2, which is to believe that God will save you. The Bible puts it like this: believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household. The 3rd step means you run up the flag and go public with your commitment of faith. Here's the text: that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Your intelligence, your money, your goodness, or your gifts will never open the door when you die. But what Jesus did unlocks the door from inside. No wonder He said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Me." And what He said hasn't changed. It is as simple as ABC. A means you acknowledge your need. B means that you believe in your heart. And C means you confess verbally that Christ is your Lord. Some of the hardest things in life are the most simple. Or should I say, the simple things can be the most difficult.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.